popcorn, pumpkins, and more. Colin just thought every farm in America grew those crops, but then he took a look around and found his county was the leader in the country and the world. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Between Peoria and Springfield, Illinois, near the town of Forest City, you'll find the family farm of Colin E. White.
Mason County is kind of really special because we have really, really sandy soils. So that gives us the ability to grow more specialty crops, pumpkins, green beans, popcorn. Popcorn capital of the world is kind of my area.
Popcorn is an important crop here. Of course, it's not that different from field corn in the area, but Colin says there are some differences.
So popcorn's the stalk in itself. It's a touch more fragile than a regular field corn. And then the seed is also a touch smaller than regular field corn. It's almost a garden crop. So being able to do it on that mass scale production, it needs a touch more care.
But popcorn is not the only unique crop on Colin's farm.
Pumpkins are a lot different than corn. Morton, Illinois is not too far by, and I believe that's the pumpkin capital of the world is their claim to fame.
Colin says you have to pay attention to the proper crop rotation with pumpkins to make sure you have a flourishing crop. However, unlike popcorn, you won't see him harvesting those big orange gourds.
So we work with Nestle and contract through that, just kind of that same process. A big difference is we can't harvest pumpkins. They have their own specialty crew come in and pick them up.
Colin loves the farm and plans to make it his livelihood. These crops and the generations before him are linked to the land that inspired him.
There aren't a lot of people around the United States in general that can grow these types of crops, so it's obviously the pricing is always nice, but then it's kind of family tradition, frankly.
And if you are in central Illinois, you too can experience the popcorn and pumpkins that make these counties worldwide leaders. Traveling the countryside near Forest City, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.